Looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome back to another episode of Dr. Career and also Career Fast Track here. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers. It's nice to have you here. We're here with a special guest. It's an individual, you know, I love meeting people who have a chance to pursue or explore their passions, and particularly a passion, and often with a passion, it's hard to always convert it to a paycheck. And so I met a gentleman who has a passion and is also going to school in a bit of a different area to find a balance between passion and paycheck. So I always find that struggle an interesting one. And throughout my life, I've always had to balance the two. So it's a real pleasure to introduce you to Ashar Kazi. He studies marketing at a business school at the University of British Columbia, and he moonlights as a performer, as a musician. So it's nice to have you, Ashar.
Hi, thanks for having me, Philip.
Great. Question for you, Ashar. What is it, you know, has your passion for music been longer or your passion for marketing been longer?
Well, marketing, I would see it as something that's just, it depends on your level of creativity, the amount of passion you have for marketing. So the way I see it, it's just, it goes hand in hand. I know I developed a passion specifically for marketing much later than I picked up my first six string. And it's been hard to figure out where you stand in the middle of the two fields. And marketing is now my academic objective, and then it certainly became one of my career objectives that follows with it. And it's something that just that I'm pursuing right now. Let's see where it takes me.
Yeah, and so you talked about you see a relationship between marketing and music, because the marketing of music is the show business, right? Is that how you see the connection?
Exactly. Now, ultimately, that's where I would want to end up, is marketing for the entertainment industry.
Okay, so that's interesting. You know, I know a bit of your background here. You are interested in being in the entertainment industry. More specifically, you talk about, you know, road shows, performance-based events, working on album launches and the like. What is it about that specifically that interests you?
I think it's mostly the people aspect, working with people, and a little more than that, in the sense that your final product that you're marketing for is something not that somebody would just, you know, be forced into. It's the kind of stuff that people usually enjoy. It's not like a documentary. I mean, some people enjoy documentaries, but a lot of times you got to be forced into it, in the sense of academic documentaries, other things like publishing and marketing for all kinds of other commodities. It just doesn't cut it. So something related to the entertainment industry at large, and specifically the music industry.
Okay, well, that's interesting. If you're just joining us now, you're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're also online at citr.ca. We're speaking here with Ashar. He is a student at the University of British Columbia studying marketing and also passionate about music. Ashar, why don't you become a full-time musician and not go to school?
Well, becoming a full-time musician is a risky move, the way I see it, because the chances of success it's just too competitive. And that's sort of what's prevented me from actually producing my own music in-house and getting it out there on the web and just use all the social media I can. But it's just preventing me, because I find myself to be too much of a perfectionist. And the more time you need to devote on your music, the better you'll get at it. And time is exactly what I'm lacking. So I would want to put my music out there and make sure people listen, but it's just something that I wouldn't get time for.
So you see, suddenly it came clear to you that in order for you to become a better performer, you've got to perform more. And so that's one of the reasons we have you in studio, because after the break, you are going to sing one of your songs.
Absolutely.
Good, I look forward to it. Ashar, for you, this balance between school and your music, how does it work? You go to school and then you go home, and do you study and then work on your music? Or when do you fill in the time to do your music? Or do you get so exhausted from school you don't do music enough?
Well, honestly, Recently, I haven't been getting any time. I've been purchasing instruments that have been sitting around, but they don't get the attention they deserve. It's just a lot of school commitments that keep me busy. And, you know, you work, you have other commitments here and there that keep you busy, but you just have to make time. Every now and then before I go to sleep, I pick up my guitar or, you know, pick up a percussion instrument and just play for myself. But it never gets to the point where I can deliver a product and tell people that, hey, this is what I created, and I want you to tell me how it's done or what kind of job I've done. Just never get the time.
And I think, you know, the older we get, the harder it is to have the time with families and responsibilities.
Absolutely. Because I was younger, I used to do this much more. Like, I used to play shows with my friends. We'd put in our own money, and then we'd break even at the end of the day, and it was still enjoyable. We were still getting our name out there. But I just don't even get time for that sort of activity anymore.
So what changed for you? What is suddenly allowing you or increase your motivation to actually spend or put more energy into your music?
What's encouraging me to do that is because you get really frustrated with the mundane activities, the routine of every day. You go to work, you go to school, you do this, you do that, you see family, and then you're just filling up commitments on your calendar and you never get time for what you really, really want to do. And I sat down and I thought to myself, what do I really want to do in my spare time? And that is to create music. And that's one thing that I've been neglecting for several years now. It's been almost 2-3 years that I haven't done much in regards to producing music, writing songs, because all of that I used to do in my teenage years, and it just seems to be drifting away. I don't want to lose it, per se. So, I mean, that's why I'm here at the show, and I'm glad to be here and chat with you about this topic in particular. Is where do I stand? What do I do?
Mm. If you find work in marketing and never become a performer in any way, will you have regrets?
I see myself perhaps 15, 20 years down the road as having some major regrets. Is why have I not pursued something that I had some natural talent in? Why did I not go for it? Why didn't I just forget about the academia and just forget about job hunting, keeping myself busy all the time? Why didn't I just end up on the streets busking for hours and getting my name out, playing at little joints? And then it's a time commitment, right? And it doesn't pay you for a very, very long time. And the thing with getting a job and doing the regular 9-to-5 is that it pays your bills.
That's interesting. So for you to, would you see yourself possibly if, let's say, after school, you would then just go out on the street, be extremely poor, but just be putting your name out there and making ends meet by not having a 9-to-5? Would you consider that?
I would certainly consider that if I had a definitive, if I had some sort of, let's say, contingency plan that I can fall back on. If I had some monetary funds available that I can bank on and just go for it.
So potentially, even if you did work for 5 years, you can then save, let's say, if you're quite diligent, you could save easily $20,000. And, you know, you can probably go 1 year on $20,000 if you live frugally. So that would be a year where you can really sell yourself.
But then the question is, do you want to invest in time doing the regular routine and keep compromising on what you really have a passion for, what you really have a drive for, just to finance it for later? Or do you want to jump on board right away and see where it takes you, having a completely risk-loving attitude, as they say?
Have you considered the fact that, let's say, if you, like, how would you find a support a family if you were to pursue artistic endeavors, you know, for a long time, and how you could, let's say, be poor for 7 to 10 years? Have you thought about that?
I have thought about it, but it's just a thought of being poor for a certain amount of time that draws you away from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be poor if you're a musician. I mean, you can work hard, and hard work does take you places. Mm-hmm. If you go out and sell yourself, be at the right places at the right time. And it's just being at the right place at the right time and giving up on all the other commitments, which I'm not ready to actually do yet.
You know, sometimes I'm just thinking of an idea here. If you were to work in the music industry, I see how if you were to work in the industry, you'd be close to music, you would be inspired by it. Would you consider getting some form of, maybe not as exciting as a gig, but let's say perform at a hotel or where they maybe pay a very low rate, but you can practice your craft? It's more like a traveling consultant where you don't have to find the gig and promote it yourself. You're more at a stable environment. Would you consider that?
Absolutely, yeah. I've given it a thought. I mean, earlier on, when I would think of myself as a musician, I was always under the impression that I want to end up at a gig, at a concert, live event, and not be playing at, for example, a conference. You know, you have musicians at conferences and seminars, and I thought about it. Why not? If that can pay you a decent amount for what it's worth, for your time, then you don't have to be... See, beggars can't be choosers. So if you're actually striving to make money in this industry, and you get gigs playing at these kind of shows, which are not necessarily live events that make you look like a rock star, you should still go for it. So that's one thing I've learned.
Yeah, that's definitely... I could definitely agree with that. The importance of practicing your craft and however you can do it, and if you can get paid doing that, that's important. But that's good. We're going to go to break in just a moment, but before that, I'd like to hear what type of music inspires you the most.
What type of music inspires me? That's a good question. I used to be very inspired by classical music, just because of the feel you get from it. Having a Pakistani background, I used to listen to a lot of Sufi music. Now, that sort of music is in its purest form inspirational, just because of the melodies and the way they write their words. And Sufi music is just off the hook, as you would say. The other kinds of music that inspired me a lot was metal music that was tastefully done. A lot of old school Metallica, Iron Maiden, Blind Guardian, Iced Earth, all of the old school bands. But then I opened up my horizon to the music that I used to listen to, and I don't confine myself to one genre. I just listen to pretty much everything I can find.
You know, Ashar, if you're just joining us, or you've been listening here to Ashar, he's our guest today on Career Fast Track. We're talking to him about how he balances a career between a passion for music and the realistic world of having to pay his bills, and he's chosen to do that, or at least now to go to school and study in marketing. After the break, Ashar, you're going to sing a song for us. Can you tell us a bit about the song?
Yeah, actually, I wrote that song. It was a pretty, I guess it was a weird sort of phase in my life, where the song is mostly about going in circles with lies. So you lie and you try to lie a little more, and then you lie a little more, just so that you don't get out of it, and it's a spiral. And that's the name of my track, Spiral. And it's still in its infancy stages. I still work on my own on my PC. Not a Mac, PC. I use a PC. So I use that PC software and try and get some tracks laid out. But it's still in its infancy stages. Hope you guys like whatever you find in the bare bones of it. We'll be playing that after the break, I believe.
That's right. In fact, we're about to go there. So we're going to take a break for about, let's say, about a minute, 45 seconds, and then we'll do an intro for the show, and then we'll come back, introduce you again, make sure the audience knows who we're dealing with. And then it's off, it's all yours. Okay, back in a moment. Career Fast Track's the show. Special guest Ashar talking to him here about careers balancing cash and passion at the same time. Always one that I find fascinating. Back in a moment.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome back to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Deroche, also known as Dr. Career. We have in with us studio a special guest, Ashar Kazi, and he is a musician by passion, also interested in marketing, but true, the sense I get from him is the true passion there is the music and the guitar in his hand at the moment. So he's in studio with us here at CITR. He's going to play his song. And, you know, Ashar, if you could just remind the audience of the title and, you know, why you wrote it, and then it's all yours.
Yeah, for sure. Well, firstly, thanks for having me again, now that you're back from the break. Many thanks to Philip for having me here as a guest. The song that I'll be playing for you guys, it's called Spiral. It's about going in circles with lies, so I wrote it in a bad phase of my life, and we'll take it from here. Let's see how it goes.
It's getting
Thank you.
That's great, Ishar. Thank you. You know, I'm always fascinated by the difference between a spoken and a singing voice. And so yours, it's interesting how it just comes alive in a different way. How was it singing that song?
It was quite comfortable, actually. I thought being in this sort of environment, being on a radio show, would sort of compromise your confidence, but it really doesn't, if you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know exactly what I was doing. I was just playing the bare bones of the song I made, and hopefully the listeners enjoyed it, but that's what I have so far.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Thank you very much.
I did. I was tapping away. The lyrics were great. I think it's, I'd like to acknowledge you for sharing that, because I've learned in my experience, I'm a musician or an artist in a different way. Mine's through the spoken word. And so I've learned that the more you speak or the more you play, the better you become. And you're at a stage where I can tell you've played a lot. And whether that's been for yourself or for others, I think it's something that you can really bring to the audience. So what's going to be your next gig?
Well, my next gig right now, as soon as I'm done with my commitments that end of January, I'm gonna go around and look for some regular time slots I can do at local bars and stuff. I just moved downtown 5 days ago, so I'm a little excited about it. So because there's a lot of stuff going on over there, and it's possibly the best place to be. But the only thing is, I have a window of a few months till I can know for sure if I'm going to stay in Vancouver and do this, or if I'm going to do some work, or just it's for the next few months that I should be absolutely certain of what I'm doing after I graduate in April.
Well, how about this, folks? Keep Ishar in Vancouver and keep his talent in Vancouver by getting in touch with him, with either, if you're owner of a location, to have him come in. You're solo?
I'm solo, but I have friends that play along.
Okay.
But mostly all the shows that I have done so far in Vancouver, they're pretty much me and a 6-string or a 12-string or a djembe drum or something of that sort.
Great. So whether you owned a Wired Monk on West 4th and have them come in and sing there, or a larger venue, please, how can they reach you, Ishar?
Well, they can reach me on my email. That's the easiest way.
Okay.
It's going to be kaziusher@gmail.com. So
that's right. Kazi. Just no period. Just Kazi.
Yeah, Kazi Ashar. gmail.com.
So contact Ashar to have him perform at your gig, and he will increase. The audience will appreciate his kind of music, and of course increase any sales you may have, because you're going to hear him singing and want to come in. In fact, I'll be there. Please let me know your next. So just let me know and I'll be there.
For sure.
We have a few minutes here, but I want to keep talking here about what are some of the biggest challenges you face over the next 2 months to convert this passion into a reality?
Some of the biggest challenges that I foresee that I will face in the next 2 months. Firstly, it's the fact that, single musicians, I would believe, they're not as preferred as live bands, because live bands tend to create more energy, and I want to redefine that, so I've been working on my performance skills, like, you know, jumping around like a jumping jack, but that doesn't do much. You gotta hold your own and entertain audiences and not look like a goof when you're hitting the high notes, right? That's always a concern, but I'm working on enhancing my entertainment abilities rather than just singing and playing music, because there's a whole lot more to it. There's so much more to it that you might even do a university course on it. So that's one thing I've been working on, and I intend to do that for the next few months. The challenges I think I will face is just getting everything organized, is having time to do the right thing, and not compromising on any academics, because this is the last semester, right? A lot of students in this situation would find that, you know, you might have to miss some sort of a group meeting or some sort of an assignment. You'll have to compromise on it because you got a show and you got to work with your band, and you gotta give a final product that is good. You wanna have a great show, so you kind of slack off on your research paper or something like that. But I don't want to end up like that. That's one of the challenges I think I'll face. Apart from that, I really don't know. I think I'll know once I get into it full on.
Yeah, well, that's when you start sharing your gift with the world. That's when the world starts telling you what they like and don't like. And that's when you learn a lot of lessons like, which I'm sure you've already been aware of, is just humility and realizing you're human. And so, and also adaptability to maybe not change, but reconfirm who you really are in your music. Because at the beginning, I'm not sure if this is your case, but it's easy to do what you think the audience wants to hear. And as you develop in maturity, you get clearer on what your style is and not compromise in that style.
Exactly. You can't just bank on what other people like, because if you don't really feel like playing that kind of cover music, even if I'm doing covers at certain shows, and if it's the audience's choice, it's not necessarily what you really want to play. You really want to play something else, and you should go for what you really feel like, because there is obviously a niche out there. If you can do it well, you have a passion for it, that's what you should go with, and not the commercial Tringham rock.
And as an audience, what I find, this is classic marketing 101, but so that your audience is also clear about what your style is, so that when you play what you love, they'll love it too. And so there's